It has been a long time since we've seen any significant rainfall across Central Texas. I'm First Alert 25 meteorologist Conley Isom, and we're talking about the drought conditions that unfortunately are only going to get worse before they get better. Now, the image that is attached to this audio track is a picture of the drought monitor last updated during the week of December 14th. But you can see that the drought conditions are beginning to get worse across parts of the region, especially to our southeast in the Brazos Valley and around Bryan College Station over towards Robinson County, up towards Centerville, Madisonville. They are now approaching the extreme drought levels, and that area has been expanding with every day that goes by and we don't see any rain. Now, along the I-35 corridor, including Waco and Temple, right now mainly just a moderate drought going on, but on either side of I-35, you can see where the colors change. That indicates a severe drought that is taking shape. Now, the main reason we're going into these drought conditions is the La Nina weather pattern. You've heard us talk about it before. What happens with the La Nina winter is high pressure takes hold and keeps the cold air away, so it keeps us warmer than normal, but it also keeps our cold front and storm systems away. Therefore, it keeps us dry. It's going to be very hard to get any rain across Central Texas through December into January and even into February. We may have to wait until March or April before we begin to shift out of a La Nina pattern and go into more of a neutral phase, which will allow better chances of seeing some rain. So in the meantime, we cannot stress enough, you have to be careful during the drought conditions. Most of our counties are under burn bans, and it looks like it's going to stay that way as well. So it is illegal to burn anything outside, and if you are going to, check with your local officials and make sure that it is okay. Now, this is very similar to the drought conditions we saw just a couple of years ago. Remember when Lake Waco was very, very low? So was the Brazos. It was the water levels all around Central Texas were way, way down. We also had a high fire danger that spring. Once the winds kick in from the south-southwest, that could lead to high fire danger across a lot of Central Texas. So it looks like we could be chasing some wildfires, especially as we head into February, March, and April. So again, just be careful and mindful that the drought is only going to get worse before it gets better. And you can always stay tuned to our Facebook and our Twitter pages. We'll continue to update you on the drought as we continue through the winter season.